Cabinet approves the 10th five-year plan recommendations with a focus on resource mobilization aimed for high growth rate. Cabinet on Tuesday approved the 10th five-year plan recommendations focusing on resource mobilization. The plan was approved after a cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee gave its nod to the plan document, which was cleared by a full planning commission earlier this month. The commission at that time unveiled a tough six-point reform agenda to push the annual growth from a stagnant 5.5% to a high 8%. The commission approved the plan recommendations with an outlay of 6,710 billion rupees for the states, involving gross budgetary support to the tune of 7,060 billion rupees.
We have tried to spell out a total picture of resource mobilization, and accompanied by cutting down of the savings on public account, so that in the final analysis you get a picture where you can achieve the target set. And in doing so, we have suggested that the ICOR has to improve.
Panch said country's disinvestment policy, which has come under fire from various sections, is being agreed in principle by major political units of the country.
So there is a very wide scope of disinvestment. The figures indicate that there is a scope, because there is a certain policy, there is a certain agreement across the political spectrum, whether it is the Congress Party, whether it is the NDA, if you see their manifestos, if you see the United Front manifesto, all of them are agreed on, broadly, on disinvestment. In fact, the target they have set, as far as I remember, is $10 billion. So we have only taken 7.5 in the last year.
The plan document proposed to carry forward key reforms, particularly in agriculture, to generate 50 million jobs in the next 5 years, besides raising foreign investment to $7.5 billion annually. Poonam Dagar, ANI.